Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
I'm Macca, and I'm joined in this normal spot for my op-ed. But today, we're going to have a chat with Tass and with Paul. Hopefully, Tass will give us his opinion on something.
Oh, you know my opinion about lots of things.
I know, but I want you to get cranky.
I get cranky all the time.
Yeah, he does.
I was really cranky during the week, Macca.
Yeah, he was
really cranky during the week with people who felt that the current restrictions did not apply to them.
Oh, God. Well, you can quarantine disease, but not stupidity.
So, you know, how do you understand that, Macca? How do you unpack that? You know, there are people who believe that... Am I allowed to use a four-letter word?
To be careful.
Their shit doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Basically.
And, look, I get... And this is something that we spoke about, that we wanted to try and unpack this a little bit. So let's start. Let's start with AFL footballers, right? I'll give you the disclaimer at the start. I'm not a huge AFL fan, right? But I don't hate the game. I understand why people love it. I like watching it. But, you know... I'm not a fan.
I've never known you to ever watch football. Maybe.
I'm not a rabid fan, right? But I understand the role it plays in our society, in a social sense, in a political sense, right? I've never understood the role it plays as role models because, to be honest, 99% of them are not role models. Now, what's been happening with the hub in Queensland? We've had... couple of instances. One, actually, no, this one was in Western Australia, where a footballer, a young footballer, 19 years old, I think, his girlfriend walked across two golf courses and through a car park and climbed two fences to get into the resort hotel that the players were staying at, all for a bit of horizontal jogging. Okay, that's all right. You know, give the ferret a run, no problem. But this is about entitlement. Then we saw in Queensland this week, it wasn't the lure of a kebab at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was going to a nightclub. Two players, right? Young guys from Richmond. Richmond have got form here.
Just go back a little bit, Macca. Were they meant to be quarantined?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
It means you stay in the hub. You don't have contact with people outside the hub. The rules are very clear. They're reiterated to the players every day or every other day. They've signed for it. They understand it. They realise they have privileged positions. This is why they're allowed to continue to play their game and share space with other people because there are rules.
Thank you for making that clear because sometimes people forget that and think, oh, they've just got human needs.
No. Look, we all want to give the ferret a run. We all want to do stuff like that. You know, everyone wants to have sex, right? But it's not just about that. It's about the sense of entitlement. So these players, they know. They're placed on a pedestal by a lot of the community, and I'm using them as an example. There are other examples. But they're placed on a pedestal by... the community, right? And what are they doing? They're breaking the rules. And, you know, reality is it's not good enough. So what do we see? Two players who are in the hub, right, went to a nightclub, got on the grog, right, then bought some kebabs, okay? We can all identify with that. But got into a fight, which I believe they didn't start. But guess what? It wouldn't have happened if they weren't there. And one of them was arrested.
Well, they shouldn't have been there, Macca. That's the whole point.
One of them was arrested. The club has been fined a total of $100,000. And I understand the overwhelming majority of that will be borne by the players. Well, okay. So what's happened is they've been suspended for the rest of the season and sent home. You know what? The AFL should say, you know what? You're not playing in AFL anymore.
I agree.
Not, oh, okay, we're going to give you a pretty substantial slap on the wrist. We're going to fine you a lot of money and we're going to send you home, right? But actually, you know, it's all right. You know, you're just some boys. You're just young men. You know, you just want to play footy. You just want to eat a kebab. It's not all right.
Macca, we've had a message from 644 who says there's a rebrand opportunity here. Call it the AFL Grub Hub.
The Grub Hub. Paul.
Can I just change it slightly? Because we've been talking this morning about what's going to happen potentially with the announcements tomorrow. And if people are really getting towards the end of their wits' end, as some people are saying, because of we've been in
I'm going to intervene. Tomorrow there will be an announcement. Nothing will change tomorrow. We still have another week of this period to go. Let's be clear about that.
I think we know that. I'm not sure everyone in Victoria understands that task. And I think the question is going to be, if people are struggling now, how are they going to be feeling about what is announced tomorrow? And I'm with you. We'll probably get a sense of what's going to happen towards the end of September, going into October, to get us towards what we were talking about this morning in terms of eradication. Is it better for everyone now just to say, we've been through it for a month, let's stick at it for one more month and enjoy our summer and go towards eradication? Or do you think we need to be mindful of the mental health that
you've got to balance
issues that people are suffering at the moment? Because I think that's beginning to bubble up underneath.
It's more than beginning. You've got to balance it. And I just want to finish. It's not just about AFL players, right? This is about terminally stupid people, right, who put things up on Facebook, you know, about, oh, let's all gather for Freedom Day or whatever they want to call it, right? Oh, I didn't realise. I thought if we all got together with social distancing, it'd be all right. Stupid person, right? These are, and I'm not just talking about the batshit crazy tinfoil hat wearing, and that's a quote from Victoria Police. I'm talking about people that actually believe that the government has no right to do this, right? Well, do you want to die? Do you want your mum to die? Do you want your grandparents to die? Do you want your friends to die? You know, we're doing this for a reason. And why do you think it doesn't apply to you? You know why? Because you are terminally stupid. Terminally.
Oof. That's very harsh language.
And we weren't having an op-ed this morning, were we?
It is not.
No.
It is not. But why do people do this test?
Well, Macca, you know, I honestly don't know.
Stupid's the only answer.
I don't know because I see us in my neighbourhood. Yeah. I see us in the community. And I have to say it actually makes me quite upset because I've seen what impact this has on human beings. It is really
and
ghastly.
Believe me, Tass sees this impact a lot more than a lot of other people. So he knows what he's talking about.
And we had David Lawson on air who talked to us about his personal experience. He talked about, and he had a mild case. You know, he said it was akin to like breathing in a hot oven. Mm. I'll never forget that. That was such a strong image that he created. A young man who was healthy in every other way to actually, you know, who's completed his PhD, who picked up this thing on a plane possibly or in transit back home from overseas and then spent 6 weeks in his bedroom.
Mm. You know, there's two words that are guaranteed to get my hackles up. Sovereign citizen.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means you're terminally stupid.
No, Macca, what does it mean?
It means that the laws don't apply to me. You know, it's things like, oh, well, taxation is illegal, you know, the rulings of the courts, you know, don't have any basis. I put a sign up that says no trespassing, so therefore you can't trespass. To a certain degree, yes, it does actually give you a greater ability to protect your property, but it does not stop officers of the court, which the police are, in coming to your property, and if they want, forcing entry. That's the law. You may not like it. You might think you're a sovereign citizen, right? But, yeah, you're just a wanker, basically. And these are the sort of things that more and more are happening, and it's really disturbing. And a lot of people are concerned about the erosion of human rights, they say. and I have some sympathy with this by some of the police behaviour. But, right, the police have to enforce the law. Now, how they interpret it, yes, there's a little bit of movement for interpretation, but, you know, they wouldn't be doing these things if people weren't breaking the law. But there is a midpoint. I think, you know, arresting a pregnant woman in handcuffs in her pyjamas, yeah, wasn't a good look. But let's think that what she did.
Maka, we've just had a message from 335 who says...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of seeing the comparison to Nazis. They, being the Nazis, rounded up millions of people for 6 years and executed
yes.
them. We've been asked to stay home for a few months.
Yeah. This comparison, I agree, you know, people that do that, it's because their IQ wouldn't fill the introduction page in a comic. And, you know, they say they're comparing it with the Nazis. They have no idea what the Nazis did, you know. It's disgusting. I agree, it's disgusting. But anyway, look, I'm just interested in listeners' views. Why do you think people do this? Is it because they're terminally stupid?
We've had a message here from Melina.
Yep.
Good morning, Melina. It's always lovely to hear from you. Melina says, selfish and entitlement leads us to believe our own self-importance and this vague freedom agenda has been used by rat bags.
Yeah, and if you drink and drive, you're a bloody idiot. And if you do some of this stuff... you're a bloody idiot because you're terminally stupid.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, a loyalty program of Virgin Australia.